Now, 200 million football fans tuned in last weekend to see Real Madrid triumph over Juventus in the Champions League final in Cardiff. And tonight, we're looking back at that amazing weekend. Mike Hughes has this Hearts Nightly News special.
It was 2 years ago, Cardiff got the call.
This is the biggest sporting event in 2017.
The Welsh capital was asked to host the 2017 UEFA Champions League final.
It gives us a profile that we could never have dreamt of.
As well as being a huge honour for the city,
I'm excited for our nation.
Was another fairy tale story starting to write itself.
Go all the way! Gareth Bale, a Welshman abroad, celebrates!
Could this be a chance for local lad Gareth Bale to live out a lifetime dream of lifting the trophy in his hometown?
It's special to be in my hometown where I grew up.
Cardiff got the call, and Cardiff certainly answered.
You may not have been before, but you'll want to come again.
Even though Wales is no stranger to staging global sporting events, Cardiff was to be the smallest host city for the Champions League final.
We're in a good position. Our aim has always been to try and make this the best Champions League final of all time.
Throw forward 2 years and we got confirmation it is a Gareth Bale final.
Gareth Bale link is huge, but John Toshak managed in Real Madrid, but also Juventus. Ian Rush, who's our ambassador for Champions League final, played there. But of course, not forgetting John Charles 60 years ago.
The man whom everyone acclaims as the greatest and gentlest footballer of our time goes off to Italy in the most sensational transfer of the year.
Level with Gareth Bale, probably Wales' most iconic footballer of all time. Two European football giants playing in Cardiff. And both teams with very strong connections to Wales.
Cardiff began preparing with the city transforming by the day. Trophies and dragons on top of castle walls, floating football pitches in Cardiff Bay, and a 250-foot banner of Gareth Bale draped down one of the city's skyscrapers.
Everyone's going to be backing him up, the whole of Cardiff, the whole of Wales.
Being in Cardiff, in front of where we've come from.
If he scored the winner, then it's like a dream to me.
It was great news for local businesses, from landlords to ice cream vendors.
I'm very excited about the event. There's going to be 90,000 people a day.
Do you have to get a few more cones in?
Yeah, I'm going to stock myself right up.
Before the teams arrived, the trophy was flown in by Wales legend Ian Rush, rooting for a Gareth Bale victory.
That'd be written in the stars, wouldn't it, if he, Gareth Bale to come in his own country, to come off the bench to score the winning goal. You know, what else could you ask? He might as well retire if he does that.
But instead of the trophy staying in the host city, for the first time it was taken on a tour of the country, so everyone in Wales could feel part of it.
We come here to see the trophy!
How do you guys feel?
Excited.
I'm feeling over the moon to see the Champions League in Ian Rush.
Security was unprecedented, the biggest police operation the UK has ever seen for a single sporting event. 6,000 officers drafted across the weekend, with a ring of steel constructed around the city centre.
I see a lot of police and security.
Tensions were high as the UK was hit by terror attacks in Manchester and London. Despite armed officers on every corner, social media was full of tourist selfies with the police.
The lovely policeman here. Who speaks Spanish really well.
The first showpiece event, the women's final, commanded a respectable turnout of 22,000, a testament to how far the sport's come.
Having the opportunity to watch the best women football players from Europe, and some would say the world, taking part in Cardiff tonight is fantastic for these young girls and women.
I think it's really made people realise how much this is a growing sport for women, and it'll make people more aware that we like to play it just as much as boys.
Friday, the city saw a huge influx of foreign fans as they began to land across the UK en route to South Wales.
A lot of flights and train and everything. But it's worth it for the champions.
The streets full of people from Spain, Italy, and even some from thousands of miles further away.
Yeah, I came from Argentina. The city is really, really beautiful. I came here yesterday and also went to Caerphilly Castle. Want to know more about the city, not only football. So it's a great city.
Well, I come from Barcelona.
Is it your first time in Cardiff?
Yeah, first time in Wales.
I'm so pumped. I'm so excited. I can't believe wait for tomorrow.
I went to the last Champions League in Milan, but Cardiff is more beautiful than Milan, I think.
Hotels were booked up long ago, so while locals tried to cash in renting out their homes, other fans opted to camp out down the road from the stadium.
We're from Colombia, come to support. This is actually our third Champions League, as you can see. Really happy to be here, our first day, and everybody's been so nice.
Why did you decide to camp?
Because the hotels are like really, really pricey. It's something different, so looking forward to it. We're about to check in and enjoy the city. Mm-hmm. So it seems so welcoming right now.
And of course, there's always one you can't please.
We just arrived yesterday, but it's, you know, it's a normal, ugly British Welsh city with nothing to see in the center, but with a nice atmosphere.
Huge crowds gathered outside the team's hotels, all hoping to catch a glimpse of their heroes.
Amazing.
I'm so excited. It's like the best feeling ever.
Man. Best players in the world just arrive, and it's crazy seeing them in person. I mean, you watch them on TV, but I mean, they're actually going to be like 20 years away from us.
Mad, because you see it on TV and everyone, you watch it and you think, the world's best footballers come into Cardiff. It doesn't happen every day.
Then match day came, with Wales's First Minister confident they could pull it off.
15 years ago, if I'd have said that Cardiff could host the Champions League final, people would have laughed at me. We have the stadium, we have the capacity to do it. This raises the profile of the whole of Wales across the world.
The stage was set, the stadium roof closed, the first time ever for a Champions League final. It all added to the experience, the Thunderdome for the evening. Bale's old PE teacher was part of the 200 million global audience centred on Wales.
Yeah, you know, he's a very humble young man, you know, and I'm sure, you know, he plays here for Wales. You know, he loves Cardiff, he loves Wales, and but I'm sure he'd be very excited by the occasion, and I just wish him all the best for it.
Still recovering from injury, no one really expected Bale to start, but all wanted to see him play his part.
I think he'd do all right. He always turns up for the big matches, but I think it's going to be tough against probably the best defence in the world in Juventus.
In his back garden, you know, we get the passion we're bringing through on other fans.
Ronaldo did it in Lisbon, so why can't Bale do it in Wales? That's what I'm saying.
He's from here, and I think everyone's supporting him and his team.
Yeah, it's very inspiring because it just shows that anyone can do what he's done, as long as you put in the dedication and hard work for it.
It's showing that, like, if you put your mind to it, someone who's from your hometown can, like, make it.
I'm looking forward to see Bale play because not a lot of people have won the Champions League trophy in their hometown.
He's from here, and just two massive teams who are ahead of each other in Cardiff. Brilliant.
The people from Cardiff will be very happy, and then the party will be the best. So if he scores, and that's good for the people here, it's good.
It may not have been a starring role, but applause greeted Bale when he came on in the second half as Real beat Juventus 4-1. To be crowned champions of Europe.
To play a final in your home city is incredible, but to win it is even better. So, an incredible occasion and great to experience.
And then Wales reacted.
It's a whole new level. It's a whole new level for Real Madrid. It's a whole new level for football. This is amazing. This is one of the best things we'll ever see. Back-to-back Champions League winners. Hala Madrid! Hala Madrid!
Phenomenal game all round, phenomenal night. And tonight, Hala Madrid!
Just to be here in Millennium Stadium in Cardiff with all the fans of Real Madrid, it's unbelievable. 4-1, nobody could have guessed it.
And we made sure fans went home after sampling what Wales has to offer.
Yeah, basically we're out here today just trying to promote the Welsh language, trying to explain to the Juventus and Real Madrid supporters that there's actually two languages here in Wales, English and Welsh.
We've got Pnawn Da.
Pnawn Da, which is good afternoon in Welsh.
Dwi'n caru Juventus.
Yeah, I love Juventus, who doesn't, yeah?
Cheers!
Iechyd da, which means good health here in Wales.
Croeso!
And yeah, croeso, she's welcome. So we welcome all the fans here to Cardiff. So thanks very much, gentlemen. You are top students there.
That's fantastic. Diolch yn fawr, Gito.
Thank you.
Being stood on one of the world's most famous takeaway streets, how is the pie and chips?
It's okay, but I hope around 3-4 in the morning, much better.
It'll taste much better.
Wales was put to the test and it certainly delivered as the country anticipates the next chance to show the world a unique Welsh welcome.
Oh, listen, Cardiff is more than lived up. They've welcomed on every single person from all over the globe, all over the world to come and watch the spectacle, and they've put on an amazing show, not just in the pre-match, but in the match itself. Absolutely amazing.
What an event it's been for Cardiff. Such a good show for Cardiff and Wales tonight. It's been absolutely fantastic.
Cardiff and the people of Cardiff, they're really, really good people. It's lovely, this place. It's amazing.